apologies, man, for what I think, for the people that I won't forgive. It starts with those people in the Republican Party that are whining the most about somebody getting $10,000 taken off, maybe $100,000 a debt, or $20,000, or $30,000, or $40,000. What difference does it make? If you like it so much, MTG, why don't you join the poor? Why don't you switch places? Oh, that's right. You took over $1 million and got it forgiven several months later. Robin Voss, $297,600. And it started right away. I mean, as soon as they decided, hey, we're going to bail people out. Oh, hey, let me sign up. All the well-to-dos, all the people with access. Keyword, people. Access. That's why poor people can't do anything. They don't have access. They're also the ones that get dumped on environmentally and with the weakest jobs, if any, and transportation and housing and everything else. Oh, no! Those Democrat cities. It's their fault. It's their fault. It's all our faults for not turning this around. Anyway, I'll take a break and we'll go to Andy and Beaver Dam.
Hey, Mike, you should have Jason play for music. Have him play that Boogie Nights. Remember that song that started out with the
Boogie Nights? Do do do. Yeah.
Yeah. You know, make it happy. You know, but
hey, maybe I'll do it next. Maybe next week.
Well, maybe next week. That's fine. Yeah, you got a different theme this week. Aaron Rodgers got a haircut, I heard. But the other thing is, don't you get sick of hearing about that idiot we had for a president last time? You know, the guy that is, on everything, and you can't get away from that name. You know, it's like 24/7. We've got to be hearing about that, or he shows up in Waukesha with some empty suit. And you know, we just, it would be nice if he could just go away, you know, but I don't think it's going to happen. I don't know.
Hold on. Can I jump in here quick? Andy, I was talking to Wisco, screening him quick, but were you talking about Aaron Rodgers? It'd be nice if he just went away or gave the Packers his money back? Oh, okay. Somebody else. I got you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. But anyway, yeah, by God, you know, we should never pay those kids' loans off. I mean, you know, or $10,000, what is that against $50,000, you know? Like, I mean, that's, you know, what the hell is that, you know, right? I mean, you know, let somebody else get ahead and maybe they can pump a little money into our inflated economy, you know? You know, we could afford to pay for some things, you know? No, we can't do that. We can't do any of those, you know, loan forgiveness, you know. It's, I don't know. But anyway, life goes on, right? You know?
Well, unfortunately, Andy, the life does go on for some of the people that I just won't lose any sleep over when they are gone. But rest assured, the dude's orange. We're going into October and heading for Halloween, and pretty soon we're going to carve the Trumpkin. Don't worry about it. Let it all happen. You can't fix it. Coming from the most alcoholic state in the Union, I can tell you, can't get up till you bottom out. And we're not there yet. We're getting closer, though. Unfortunately, yes, we are getting much closer to where we're all going to get carved pretty soon. I mean, oh, my God. Anyway, hey, Wisco Paul, welcome to this week's show.
Hey, good afternoon, Michael. Hey, as far as putting kids through college, I'll put my daughter through school, but that was mid-90s, late 90s, state college. It was a little expensive then, but between me working and me helping them out, we were able to get her done, but I don't have a problem with somebody getting $10,000, $20,000 loan forgiveness. It's part of two loans to begin with. Hey, I want to jump to another subject, and it's not about Trump, because I'm Trumped out, man. I mean, when you can talk people into going and shooting the FBI offices up, I've reached my limit with that dude. I want to talk about the university nurses that you and me know a lot about because we both spent some time there. I know they helped save me.
They're still saving my ass, too. Paul. Every 3 months, they're still saving my ass, and they care about me. Oh, yeah.
And because of Walker, that dumbass, they don't have a union down there anymore.
Well, hey, not just Walker. The hurdle right now is UW Board of Regents, and I'm glad that you're jumping the gun again, Paul, because I'm in the process right now of trying to get some of those nurses to be on next week's show.
Well, that'd be totally cool. I'll tell you what. If it comes to walking the picket, I'll call you because I have your number, and you and me will go down there, and I'll carry whatever sign you want because they're the greatest people on earth. And UW is not corporate health care, by the way, but I just love the nurses down there. Thankful I don't have to go down there that much anymore, but I'm just going to give you all a shout-out, and I'm sure Pizza Box feels the same. I want you to get your union, and if Pizza Box goes with me, I'll go down there and help you walk a line if it is, whatever it takes. And you talk about loan forgiveness. You know what it costs to become a nurse? Jesus. All they want is a fair wage. So with that, before I get too wound up here, Pizza Box, love you, UW nurses. Thanks. Have a great day.
Oh, you're spot on with that. And Wisco Paul, not only will I go down there with you, I will pick it, lick it, roll it, flick it, and kick it if I have to make it happen. But we're going to have to, like, UW Board of Regents. Oh, let's see. I got your names on a list here. We might be making contact. And then when I start talking about your names, and we'll talk about where you guys come from and the access and privilege that you have, that you would actually use a higher institution of education to stop people's opportunities to get education. Hey, maybe we should pay our football coach the same amount they just paid the Alabama guy to beat the Georgia guy to beat the... Look out of